Oliver had been sojourning at the undertaker's some 3 weeks or a month. Mr. and Mrs. Sowerberry, the shop being shut up, were taking their supper in the little back parlour when Mr. Sowerberry, after several deferential glances at his wife, said, "My dear." He was going to say more, but Mrs. Sowerberry looking up with a peculiarly unpropitious aspect, he stopped short.
"Well?" said Mrs. Sowerberry sharply.
"Nothing, my dear, nothing," said Mr. Sowerberry.
"Oh, you brute!" said Mrs. Sowerberry.
"Not at all, my dear," said Mr. Sowerberry humbly. "I thought you didn't want to hear, my dear. I was only going to say..."
"Oh, don't tell me what you are going to say," interposed Mrs. Sowerberry. "I'm nobody. Don't consult me, pray. I don't want to intrude upon your secrets."
As Mrs. Sowerberry said this, she gave a hysterical laugh which threatened violent consequences.
"But, my dear," said Sowerberry, "I want to ask your advice." "No, no, don't ask mine," replied Mrs. Sowerberry in an affecting manner. "Ask somebody else's."
Here there was another hysterical laugh which frightened Mr. Sowerberry very much. This is a very common and much approved matrimonial course of treatment, which is often very effective. It at once reduced Mr. Sowerberry to begging as a special favour to be allowed to say what Mrs. Sowerberry was most curious to hear. After a short altercation of less than 3/4 of an hour's duration, the permission was most graciously conceded.